Hi. It is 4 o'clock and we like to keep these meetings on time. My name is Catherine and welcome everybody to our December meeting. If you wouldn't mind silencing your cell phones just in case, I checked mine because mine would be the one that would go off. Our first order of business today is approving the minutes from the last meeting. Do I hear a motion from one of the board members for the approval of the
Eileen, I make a motion to approve the minutes.
Do I have a second?
Austin, I'll second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Thank you. Okay. Moving to our regular agenda. Kelly?
To the applicant's request, an honorary street naming for the portion of East Broad Street between Nickel and Hartwood Streets. The applicant proposes this honorary street naming to be Reverend Marshall Southall Brown, Senior Way. HSMC has previously approved an honorary street renaming using this name at a different location. While the board had recommended approval of it, it never went to council, so that never was completed or fully went through. So for the board members who were not here for that meeting, Reverend Brown, who's a lifelong Savannah resident, who has significant contributions to the city as a pastor and community activist. He was involved with multiple civic groups and outreach ministries to include the Boys Summit and the committee for the MLK Observance Holiday Committee. He was also involved with the police department as a chief chaplain, as well as a chairman of the Savannah Housing Authority, among other organizations. Overall, the standards have been met. At the time of writing the report, there was no history of the right-of-way. That has since been provided and was given to the board members. If the board finds that to be sufficient, there are no other conditions to this project. With that, staff recommends that the Historic Site and Monument Commission recommend approval of the honorary street designation on a portion of each Broad between Nickel and Hartwood Streets with the following condition to be met prior to work taking place because it otherwise meets the Article E. And again, that one condition was for the history. This project, again, that was not received at the time of writing the report. So the applicant is here if you have questions for them.
Does anyone have any questions for Kelly?
I just was wondering why in the packet that we just got, it had mentioned that there was some opposition to it on Hartridge Street. I'm just wondering sort of if we have information on what that was.
And I wasn't here at the time when that happened.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, the applicant can likely explain if you want to ask them.
Beautiful. And then if it's all right, I had another question just in looking at like some of the standards. Just for my own edification on what constitutes like an individual family tribute. It says like it can't be an individual family tribute. And I want to know what that is and is not.
I'm not sure. Would y'all? That's something we're just going to have to look more into just so we can clarify.
Any other questions for Kelly?
And the applicant is here if you have any questions for them.
Okay. Would the petitioner like to come up and speak to the board? Any member of the family? Just step up to the microphone and state your name, please, for the record.
I'm Maxine Brown Jones. This is my brother.
Oh, Bernard Brown.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
What would you like to tell us?
Because we submitted a lot of information previously, the main thing is that our father was prominent in the city of Savannah during his lifetime, and he did a lot not only for his church and his church body, but for the community as well as in the state nationally and, of course, internationally known as well. I'd like for the commissioners to know also that in 2025, he's going to be celebrated again in the Netherlands for the 80th anniversary of the Black soldiers who helped to liberate them in World War II.
Wow.
And so it's been very difficult for us to comprehend why we've had to go through so much to get a street designation for our father here in the city of Savannah. A lot of the politicians look to him to support them in their elections because he was very well known and people respected him in that regard. And so while I can't say that he did have a direct path to having some people elected, he certainly stood with them and did other things as well.
The mayor has also submitted a letter of recommendation for this also. And 3 years ago, I accompanied him to the Netherlands, where they were celebrating 5 years, well, 75 years of ending of Nazi occupation of the Netherlands and Belgium. This was an all expense paid trip where he and I went. We paid absolutely nothing. And it was the last mountaintop experience that he had. And he was always asking me, well, why is this happening to me? Well, you know, if you live a good life, you do right, you honor yourself and your family and your country, then you will be recognized. Pastor Brown, Pastor Matthew Southall Brown is his name. He was born at 521 Hotrick Street over 100 years ago. The church right across the street from his duplex that his parents owned, and you have that information, is the church that he pastored for 35 years. A block away, East Broad Street School, he attended. A block away, he attended the Catholic school also. So this is almost like a full circle moment where we are honoring his legacy. He sacrificed a lot for Savannah. And he also sort of had to choose between Savannah and his family. It was Savannah and his family second.
Good evening, Council.
Hello. Would you state your name, please?
Yeah, I'm Junior, Reverend Matthew Southall Brown, Jr. I pastored Union Baptist Church downtown, close to First African Baptist Church for about 16 years. There's a saying that says, may the work I've done speak for me. Undoubtedly, in the African-American community, my father's work speaks for him. Not to go into a lot of detail, but we really jumped through a lot of hoops, and we had some dissensions from some jealous people. I'm of the opinion that we're not asking for anything that he does not deserve. And even if, you know, it's disapproved, he will still be honored throughout history. Way across the ocean in the Netherlands, they thought it not robbery to honor him for his service during World War II, keeping in mind that that was when the military was segregated. And so there is an African-American cemetery there where they paid homage for their service as well. I'm a 20-year veteran myself of the United States Air Force. So not only would it be a travesty of justice for him not to be honored in such a fashion, but that's all I want to say. Thank you.
Thank you all. Is there anyone else here in person that wants to speak?
Good afternoon. Luciana Spraker with the City of Savannah Municipal Archives. Just want to state, one, that Mayor Johnson is highly supportive of this petition and application, and staff is also pleased that with the opposition of the first section street that was proposed, that they were able to find an alternate location that could honor the Reverend Brown, but also meet the approval of the residents and neighbors in that immediate area. So thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone online?
No.
Do I hear a motion from a commission member? Do you have a question?
Okay. I'm sorry. I just had one more question for staff. Just out of sort of like a real big abundance of caution, using in the petition, it lists out the name that they'd want to use as Reverend in there. And I'm just wondering, is there any, you know, with freedom of religion, things like that, any kind of conflict with that is noteworthy or that we should be aware of? Just sort of like city property endorsing or anything like that.
Not that I'm aware of.
Is all clear? Just want to make sure.
Any other questions from commission members? Sam?
Not necessarily a question, but Christopher isn't here to do the typical honors of saying thank you for coming before us. Thank you for honoring your father and for continuing his work and his legacy. With that, I would make a motion to approve.
Do I have
Eileen,
a
second.
Thank you, Eileen. All in favor?
Austin, I vote aye.
Sam, aye.
Eileen, aye.
I don't get a vote, but I'm going to say aye, too. Thank you. I do want to, as a quick aside, recently I was in that cemetery in the Netherlands. A couple of months back. That's super cool. Yes.
We'd like to thank Savannah Municipal Archives for housing many of his documents. He had, it says when a senior dies, a library dies also. He had all kinds of things. And the Municipal Archives was gracious enough to accept many of his sermons, his books, his tapes, and that kind of thing. Civil Rights Museum also did the same thing, and the Georgia Historical Society, too.
Well, I'm sure the archivist appreciates that praise from you. Kelly?
Yes, I'm on the agenda is to nominate the chair, vice chair, and secretary.
Apparently, a nominating committee met since the last meeting. And do you want to give us the results of the recommendations?
Sure. So we have to elect a chair, vice chair, and secretary. We've nominated our current chair to stay as chair. And secretary will say the same. And then I've been offered the vice chair position. So that's sort of our results.
So do I have a motion to accept the recommendations of the nominating committee?
As the only one not being nominated, I will go ahead and be the one to say I very much approve.
Eileen, second.
All in favor?
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to vote first on this one.
Yes, Eileen.
Sam, yes.
Catherine, yes.
Austin, yes.
Good.
And then the final item is to approve the calendar for next year.
Do we need to vote on that?
I believe, Bree, do they need to vote on the calendar?
Yes.
Yes.
Does anyone have any comments about the calendar or discussion? If not, I'll entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve the calendar.
Eileen, second.
All in favor?
Austin, aye.
Sam, aye.
Eileen, aye.
Catherine, aye.
And that was the last item. We do have a meeting next month. Last I heard, we had at least one application. So.
And that meeting will be on the 9th of January. Is that correct, Bree?
because of the holidays. Any other business? If not, everybody have happy holidays and be safe. Our meeting is adjourned.